Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's North-South sectional football semifinals tonight on the South side. We catch up with Mo Moriarty and Scott Bless as they get their troops ready for tonight's matchup. South might have the advantage. They played last week, and sophomore quarterback Jake Johnson got his first start.
Yeah, Jake played well for us. What we tried to do with Jake going into the during the week of practice and going into the game is we wanted to make sure Jake knew that Jake wasn't going to lose the game for us. You know, it was a lot of guys that had to step up and play well. We did say you may win it for us, but you're definitely not going to lose it. And so we just tried to get him go into the game to be relaxed, and we had confidence in Jake, wanted to make sure he knew that, and I thought Jake stepped up and played well.
And Scott Bless, North Cougars, they've picked up 3 wins this season after a disappointing 2016 campaign. It was the senior leadership that has helped keep this crew together and has turned the fortunes around. Is any extra motivation needed when you're playing your city rival?
Well, I think that takes care of itself. You know, the big key when you're in playoffs is if you want to keep playing football, you got to win. If we want this team to stay alive, which we sure do, this has been a wonderful team, you know, especially our senior group. They've brought things back to our program. And, so we want them to continue to play. And that's really the biggest thing you got to focus on when you hit tournament time. The rivalry part of it, sure, that takes care of itself.
It's North and South on the South side tonight. Chalk Talk with Dave Novak and both Coach Moriarty and Coach Bless at 6:30. John Callahan joins him for the kickoff at Fred Huff Memorial at 7 p.m. The winner, they advance to take on the winner of Franklin and Martinsville in next weekend's sectional championship. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.